McMurray came to Dillingham in the 70s as a pilot, flying first for a lodge and then for Armstrong Air. He built his career around aviation and had an impeccable reputation as both a pilot and an aircraft mechanic. But on Wednesday, dozens gathered to pay tribute to his 39 years of service as a volunteer firefighter and EMT. He was truly an unsung hero, says Fire Chief Norman Hyeno.
He is. I mean, whether it was for fire department, you know, EMS, because he was on, you know, EMT. He always helped somebody. I mean, never turned anybody down, and very knowledgeable on the fire side. I mean, we're really going to miss him.
All of Dillingham's fire engines and ambulances escorted McMurray's flag-draped coffin from the hospital to the airport Wednesday morning. Along the road, more than a dozen volunteers and community members stood at attention and raised a salute. Assistant Fire Chief Malcolm Wright has been through thick and thin with McMurray over many years of many tough call-outs.
He was the chief engineer, Engine 3, keeping the water supplied, not only initial engineering, but then wrangling complex tanker shuffles to keep water for coming for big fires.
Wright drove Engine 3 in the processional Wednesday with one of McMurray's sons riding along. As a volunteer squad, McMurray's expertise on the equipment that makes firefighting possible was invaluable. Alice Ruby is Dillingham's mayor and is one of many who learned under and served with McMurray.
He was a great engineer, and as his son said, he was a consummate teacher. Jim never just showed you how to do something. He had to take you step by step by step. He was going to make sure you had it every time. So I think it's really nice to look at this whole age span of people standing here saying goodbye to Jim. It's a pretty good indication of, you know, his participation with the fire department and as a firefighter.
McMurray joined the fire department in 1977 and was one of the main founders of the Dillingham Rescue Squad a few years later. He was the assistant chief for a while in the 80s and was named Firefighter of the Year in 2001. Last year, the city of Dillingham formally thanked and commended McMurray for his many years of tireless service to the community.
Almost all these people here will remember just how he was there to help them and, there to participate and all that. And I think that's really important. I think it's a model that, you know, we in the community, we, you know, want to show to other residents.
On the windy, cool tarmac Wednesday, McMurray's coffin was unloaded for transport to Anchorage. Dozens gathered around as the fire department presented two U.S. flags to Jim's family. There may never be a tally for how many fires and emergencies he responded to, how many times he volunteered to go help out his friends and neighbors in Dillingham, how many cold nights he sat out on the scene when he could have just sat one out. But Chief Hyeno and many others he served with know exactly the difference McMurray made with his time on Earth. He was one who always answered the call.
There was no hesitation. I mean, you know, I mean, he was there. I mean, you can always depend on him that he'd be there, you know. So I'm sure he's going to be watching over us from up above, you know. So
Jim McMurray, Radio Call 76, End of Watch, May 23, 2017. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.